Entrepreneurs, everybody. Glad to have you with us for another week of fun and games, right, Ava?
Fun and games.
Yeah, well, Don?
We got games again this week?
Yeah, always. Come on, get with the program. Oh, yeah. Lots of cool stuff we're going to be talking about today. I picked up something on a doomsday fish. That's something important.
Oh, yeah.
And
I can hardly wait.
And menace to our fisheries on the East Coast, we talked a little bit about it before. You're going to want to listen to this. This is a cool story. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right down the pipe.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Welcome, Don.
Good to be here.
Ava? Why are you laughing?
After we just gave Don the hardest time.
More crap.
Like, I'm so
if you guys only knew the off-air conversations we
I
have.
I should just record the entire hour that we're here
straight.
Together.
We could do that, and I think it would be most entertaining, I will tell you right now.
I don't know if sponsors would enjoy it.
I think they would.
Maybe a little too
much. It's all entertaining.
It's all raw
it's
entertainment.
It's all it's not clean. Even. It's all clean.
Is it though?
It's
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Of course it was. Except for the one joke Don told, but that's not what we're talking about.
All right. We do have serious stuff to talk about today.
Yeah. No, it's all fun.
Oh, good.
Not games, just fun.
No, I want the games.
I know you do.
Part of the games.
Yeah. Well, that next week.
Well, you can't say games in the intro and then not have any games.
It's a phrase. It's like,
oh, okay.
We're here for entertaining. We're entertaining
people.
It seems
people. Like false.
Oh no, it's not. No, no. Look at how much fun we're having now.
Yeah.
And these are shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it shenanigans?
What are we talking about today?
Wow, he's changing the topic on us. He's the one that makes all this stuff normally take longer.
Well, it's been almost 2 minutes and nothing.
I'd like you to educate us on a Ned rig.
Don, you see, not only does he do that, he totally screws up the intro of the topic I wanted to bring up.
Well, it doesn't matter. Explain it.
All right. So what I was going to say was, you look at a lot of baits that are out there. We've talked about shad wraps and jigs and everything else. Many of them are specific to species, more so than everything else, right? So you look at a jig and a craw, you know, heavy football jig. You're not generally not going to go fish walleye with that, right?
Really?
Don,
I actually have a craw. Up in Canada.
Yeah, but you're not going fishing with them. You're using them to punch through
milfoil,
a lot of different things. It's going to be bass.
Yeah.
If you are going to fish for largemouth, you're not going to use a small jig with a chunk of nightcrawler on it.
Correct.
Or a twister tail for the small twister tail.
Right.
You're going bigger
They're hungrier than that.
That's where the Ned rig is kind of great. I think it brings the walleye and the bass angler together. It's a uniting bait, I will call it.
Did somebody have that mission?
No.
Okay.
But what I did find was that it happened that way. I'll give you that example in a minute. But more importantly, we're talking off air. Don says, you better figure out how to describe it. I said, it's relatively easy. It's a 3-inch chunk of worm, plastic worm. It's relatively firm, about a 1/4 inch in diameter. You feed it onto the hook so that it has follows the length of the shank and sticks out about probably 1/2 to 3/4 inch off the end of the hook. The best part about that is if anybody's fished before, if you guys are bass fishermen, you've probably fished with this forever. You've done it. But if you fish with a Senko, one of the biggest issues that you have with a Senko, meaning a long worm, and you hook it in wacky style, you get one fish on it, and you got to get another worm. That's how Gary Yamamoto is so rich, because you go through bags and bags and bags on good days of bass fishing, right? So the advantage in the Ned rig, you can take the worm, and you can, I bet you can stretch it out to almost 2 feet, and it'll snap right back.
So the Ned rig is a special kind of plastic worm?
It's a special plastic that's in it that's extremely resilient. So the fish hang on to it.
Ned worms?
Ned worms.
Ned worms.
And it's a Ned rig from Ned Beatty. Not Beatty as the other one. It's a spelling is completely different. It's B-A-H-D-E, I believe.
So it's elastic worms.
Very elastic.
And the advantage of that is?
Bubble plastic or something. The advantage?
Yeah.
The fish bite onto it and they hang onto it.
Even without the hook in their mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All the way to the net?
They hang on to it a long way.
Yeah.
And the advantage is it is a finesse rig. It's a small mushroom head jig. And it's my kind of fishing when I fish for walleye. I love that. And you're actually able to catch walleye on it. Prime example, we were doing a photo shoot for Vexus Boats up on Mille Lacs. You weren't able to catch any fish, but I was going to, or walleye. You couldn't target walleye. So what I did was I said, okay, fine, I'll go for bass. So I went out fishing for bass with a Ned rig. And what do I end up catching? 3 walleye in about a 30 minutes and no bass. So it brought me to the realization, this is pretty amazing and you can use it for walleye as well. So really kind of a neat bait. And it goes through, this fall is going to be a good bait to use as well. So it goes through the season too. It doesn't matter. So it's not season specific. It's not hatch related. It will work for everything, and it'll work all year long. So something to try. If you haven't tried it, it's a cool finesse rig. If you like jigging and you don't want to have to put a crawler on it all the time, it's something to check out because it's definitely different, and it's something you want to throw into the arsenal, as the saying goes.
It's fun to experiment with different things.
It is, and you need to expand that horizon, really, when it comes down to it, because in the tournament side of it, we find that it's amazing how fast you find ways to present baits that you didn't even think of just out of necessity. And this is one of those that I was surprised, and it worked so well. And right along with jigging wraps and ripping wraps, works really well. So check it out. Well, we're going to be coming right back. Hang tight. We're going to talk a little about doomsday fish. Hang tight. It won't be doomsday either. See you back.